In 1950, 12% of the Earth was covered by rainforests, like this one in Borneo. Rich, diverse jungles that were dubbed the lungs of the planet because they recycle carbon dioxide and emit 20% of the world's oxygen. Today, half of those forests are gone, and large corporations continue to cut down giant trees.
When you go to Sumatra, if you just go down the Siak River, you just see barge after barge after barge of trees just coming out of the forest, and you arrive at this massive industrial facility with a port facility almost the size of Newark that is just eating up the forest.
David McLaughlin is with the World Wildlife Fund. He says orangutans are on the run because their forest homes are disappearing. At the International Center for Animal Rescue in Borneo, veterinarian Carmeliano Sanchez helps care for 27 animals, many of them babies, whose mothers were killed by loggers.
This is only the ones that we have found. There are many that we never find. There are many that die during the process. And every of these orangutans means at least one mother dead, because it's impossible to get a baby orangutan without killing the mother.
Another vet, Charlottesville native Jenny Jaffe, recently helped care for a baby that was found on the jungle floor, dehydrated, malnourished, and suffering from cerebral malaria.
So it had convulsions and could not see, and I really thought it would probably not make it. But my colleague Dr. Adi actually drove 2 hours to Sukadana, where they have a human clinic where they had a better medication, and she got round-the-clock care, and now she's doing a lot better. She's very strong. She eats like a horse. The sad thing is that she still cannot see. But we tried putting her out in the playground, and she can climb. It's amazing.
But because the baby's blind, she'll never be released into the wild. And the vets frankly admit there are fewer and fewer places where orangs can be safely released. Sumatran tigers are also in danger because of consumer demand for cheap paper made from rainforest trees. Again, the World Wildlife Fund's David McLaughlin.
We're really making a trade-off here between tigers or toilet paper. All of the surrounding habitat has disappeared.
And it turns out some of that toilet paper may be manufactured in Virginia. Last year, the state spent $250,000 to lure Mercury Papers headquarters to a site along I-81 in Strasbourg. The company promised to create 150 jobs at its existing plant, and Governor McDonnell welcomed them, despite the fact that parent company, Shanghai-based Asia Pulp and Paper, had recently defaulted on billions of dollars in loans and still owed the U.S. government more than $50 million. A sister company, which produces palm oil, recently promised to stop cutting down virgin forest after Greenpeace published the names of its customers, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Nestle, Unilever, and other consumer brands. Now the pressure's on Asia Pulp and Paper, with toymaker Mattel under fire for allegedly using APP's cheap packaging material from the rainforest.
I guess you haven't heard about Barbie.
She's not been caught skinny dipping on Venice Beach again, has she?
Greenpeace launched its latest campaign with a viral video in which an animated Ken doll breaks up with Barbie after viewing pictures and video on a TV talk show.
Where do you think Barbie was last weekend?
She was on a shoot in some rainforest.
Look at these, Ken.
Orangutans! Oh, they're so cute and fluffy!
And the tigers?
Oh, that's not nice.
Look, Ken. That's a lot of rainforest being hacked down just so she can wrap herself in cheaper packaging.
But
where do you think all that extra money came from for those chess waxes, Ken?
Oh, it's over, that
Mattel said it had been in conversation with Greenpeace and was disappointed the group took what it called an inflammatory approach. Here in Virginia, Mercury Paper says its raw materials come from providers who plant over 1.5 million trees every day to supply a stream of renewable, eco-friendly fibers. No agency has verified that claim, and Mercury's CEO did not return our calls. On the ground in Indonesia, the environmental group Eyes on the Forest reports Asia Pulp and Paper has been unwilling to establish sustainable operations that don't rely on the clearance of natural forests. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.